Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the morning, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Do what you want to do, Marcos. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I told you so, dude. I told you so. 0 for 10? What a bum.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Couldn't hit one.
There goes that magic contract, I'll tell you what. He'll be happy if he can do magic at kids' birthdays from now on instead of signing with the Orlando Magic. Was that the last time we saw this golden trio from Golden State? You damn right it was, baby. And look how he goes out.
Like a chump. Wow.
Was last night
better for you than the Heat winning a championship?
Oh, it was Christmas yesterday.
People underrate how good.
I don't even know. Listen, I watched part of that game, right? And I'm like, oh no, he's 0 for 5.
Oh yeah.
Marcos is going to be on fire.
Licking his chops. Ooh-wee. Licking his frog chops.
They were who we thought they were.
Oh, 27 points. Oh, stupid frog boy. How dare you? Because Clay Thompson.
I mean, it kind of just proves the point more, though. I mean, you really did seem to awaken him that game.
What was he doing? Is that South Beach water, dude?
I don't know, man.
Jeez, hey, man. So I have a question.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I was outside with the roofing guys who showed up today.
They worked today. Nice.
But here's the deal. So I got a message saying that they were short on tiles.
Yep.
The tiles would be delivered yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and they would come out and work today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time somebody comes through my gate, I get a text.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't get no text yesterday.
Okay.
The guy showed up today.
With the tiles?
No, I don't know.
The roofers.
They're on the roof. So either one or two things happen. Either they brought the tiles and the tiles didn't need to be delivered, which is perfectly okay. Or somebody's lying to me and they just didn't show up because they had enough tiles on the roof.
I don't know.
And they came up with some BS excuse.
So they never didn't have the tiles, is what you're accusing
them. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I just know ain't nobody ever delivered tiles.
Is the roof getting built right now? Do we know? Is the roof being built as we speak?
They started and then they stopped for like 4 days. Mm. It usually takes like 2 or 3 days to put the whole roof. So this is why I have to be here, right? Because you can't trust nobody to do their damn job. But I tell you what, on check day, dude was waiting at my door at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, we need to come up with some kind of a sounder for like Leroy's customer service review to start the show.
Yeah,
because like he's not going to move on to the show until we get, because it's not that the roof is getting built. It's just the fact that they lied to him a couple days ago about not having the material
to build
the roof.
Very true.
You realize it takes.
Potentially they did that.
Wait. Once the tiles are put on, because the tiles have to sit on the roof for a couple of days.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 days to be done with
the
roof.
I don't know the technicality. This is like you asking the NHL,
telling you,
NHL standing. I don't know the ins and outs and intricacies of a roof.
It has now been a week and a half.
Uh-huh.
It should have been done last week.
I understand.
It's been pretty good weather these past couple days.
It has been
right.
good weather. And you're playing with fire.
Heat Lifer has a point.
I'm telling you right now. If it starts raining and they get off that roof, bleep is going to hit the fan. My roofer, hey, that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
My roofing company is out here like clay. Didn't show up.
They didn't, but... You know, if you do, for some reason, if there was tiles, I actually know that Clay Thompson could provide you some bricks if you need to go ahead and cover up that roof of yours. Definitely possible. If you need, he's got a bunch, baby.
Wow.
He only got 10. I need more than that.
Yeah.
Well. That's sad. It doesn't make you sad at all. Like, I know you're on a victory dance right now, but like, end of an era last night.
You know, like, but that's the thing, man. When you have a guy, you had a guy who tore his Achilles, blew out his knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's struggling. Should we be like walking on his grave?
Look, Marcos has been on this demise of Clay. This is not a new thing. He's basically been on this since he's been on the show. So we're going on 3 years now since he's basically recovered from that Achilles.
Yeah, that was correct.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I know, but
he's
like
been doing it for a while, dude.
It's gonna be like
elite shooters in NBA history.
It's gonna make you sad. It's gonna be like Hornets Tony Parker, like Magic Clay Thompson is gonna make you sad.
I'm gonna buy that jersey.
Like
how about
Boston
that?
Shaq.
I'm gonna buy a Magic Clay Thompson jersey.
Like Boston Shaq.
Yeah, that was gross too. Remember when he went to Cleveland, win a ring for the King? Yeah, right.
Dude. I do remember that. Didn't work out so good for him. Didn't work out so good for him.
Hey, did you watch the first game?
Yeah.
That was a good game.
It was a good game.
That was a good game.
Until Mr. 6-8.
Yeah, he was balling, though. It was tough.
Game.
They couldn't. Let me tell you something. They could not stop him.
He's a moose.
Yeah.
And quick.
He's a moose. Also yesterday, so the Lakers win yesterday. If you guys didn't tune in last night, Lakers, they are moving on. So they will take on the Denver Nuggets in a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals.
Yep. Free Wapper Juniors today.
The Pelicans now go to the Sacramento Kings, or the Sacramento Kings come to the Pelicans. And the winner goes home. The winner moves on to the Thunder. The loser goes home. The East gets going tonight. Heat. 76ers, that is a 7 o'clock tip-off from Philadelphia, 5:45 pre-heat with Solana And Tommy Tye, they will get you set for all the action tonight. Philadelphia is a 5.5-point favorite. Terry Rozier has been ruled out for tonight's game. Duncan Robinson is probable, but that is unfortunate that he will not have Scary Terry for tonight's action. Tonight,
he must have banged up his neck pretty good.
Yeah, 9:30 is the Hawks-Bulls game. Chicago is a favorite in that one, and as the home team, 3.5-point favorite for Chicago tonight.
Didn't they play? They played the same 9-10 last year, didn't they?
Yes. Yes, they just had they had much better records last year, but that's their home. Their home. Well, no, they didn't play. They didn't play the 9-10. What happened was is the Hawks were the 7-8. I don't remember who the Bulls beat, but the Bulls won the 9-10, then play the Heat. So yes, they live in the play-in. Their records are just a lot worse this year. I want to say Toronto was the other play-in team last year. But I'm not positive. I you know, you might have got me. I don't know who the 10 seed was last year.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. It just seems like we've said the Bulls are playing the Hawks.
That's where they live. Yes, they live in the bottom play-in game. That's where they've been.
Hey, I was a little nervous last night watching that that Panthers game.
And then
somebody, hello, who is it? Hockey game. Okay. Okay, we ran a little late. And that second period came along.
Panthers woke up. Panthers are now the division champs. They close out with four straight wins. They skipped over Boston, who lost to the Senators last
night.
Who lost to the Senators. You want to talk about that's losing to the Wizards.
Pathetic.
That's losing to the Wizards right there.
They lost to the Senators last night. So Boston drops in the standings. They're going to now take on Toronto. And the Panthers got ourselves a first round showdown with that damn Vasilevskiy.
Oh, what? That's
don't forget Kucherov.
Oh, I hate them so much.
That was our prize? What are we doing?
I don't know. Wait. It's amazing. I don't know any names in hockey outside of the Panthers' names, right? But I know Vasilevskiy and Kucherov.
Yeah. Well, we hate them.
That's it.
Tell you what, though. Panthers in four.
Oh, that would be sweet.
It's going to happen.
That would be sweet.
It's going to happen.
Hey, Mush.
Oh, that's not me. I'm undefeated at Panthers games this year. You know what? If you're listening, Paul, I'm undefeated at Panthers games this year, just letting you know.
Are you talking about Paul Maurice or Paul, our sales guy?
Anyone who can get me tickets.
Any Paul. If any Paul wants to give him, Paul McCartney, if you have Panthers tickets.
If you're listening, Paul McCartney.
Just give him some Panthers tickets.
You say Paul.
Yeah.
No call, Paul ain't going to call you back.
Well, I got other sources. You know I hobnob.
If I need Panthers tickets, Paul hooks it up.
Paul doesn't get up.
He's like, what do you want? Luxury box?
I don't know.
On the glass?
Maybe it's me.
Last time we were at a Panthers game, though, Sophia Tobin, actually, it was the last time she was sick. Threw up some ice cream.
You know, she's a throw-upper.
Who throws up ice cream?
She is a throw-upper, but she's tiny.
I like that. I don't know. I'm personally, my fiance hates it. We'll do anything to not throw up. Me, if I even feel it a little bit.
I will tell you, the Panthers, like a lot of people, you'll go to a game. Games can be, and arenas can be a little stingy. But you ask for that Panthers ice cream, they are loading that puppy up.
Yeah.
They're giving you basically a quart of soft serve.
You know what? I've only thrown up twice in my life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been over this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Iron stomach. Well, listen, good for you. You have a stronger stomach than a 12-year-old.
Mm. I think. Well,
way to show listen, off.
I've been closer to throwing up from hitting my throat button with my toothbrush than I have from eating food or drinking.
If I sit here for 30 seconds just thinking nasty stuff, I'll throw up.
The final headline.
I just think about it.
Marlins beat the Giants last night 6-3.
Woo!
So the Fish get themselves.
It got sketchy. They had two men on.
Always does. It's never easy.
And somebody on.
You had to, like, did you see what happened to Ryan Weathers yesterday?
No.
So Ryan Weathers was balling yesterday. He was six innings, struck out 10. He's looking great. And then, like, he's warming up, and he throws, I'm guessing, a curveball or a slider, and his hand just, like, stays like this. It's like, eh, eh.
he goes, cramped up.
His hand cramped.
Whoa.
Ooh, the hand cramps are the worst.
He's like,
you know, it's almost as bad as the foot cramp.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
Hey, I got so dehydrated in a game, I knew I was going to cramp up, right? So I went at halftime and said, hey, I need an IV. They said, no. I said, all right. I go out and I start cramping. My tongue was cramping.
Dude, this guy.
It was excruciating.
I mean this lovingly, Ryan Weathers. Ryan Weathers looks like a sweater, you know? Looks like he goes through a couple Gatorade bottles during a game, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so he dehydrated?
And I don't know. Like, he's just warming up. He's like, eek! But the hand just won't move. And Skip Schumacher at that point has to be thinking to himself, you have to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? I finally have a guy. He's cruising. And it's like, no.
Hand cramp.
His hand cramps. Are you kidding me? What else could go wrong?
You ever got the foot cramp? The toes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, yeah. So the cousin's dead foot.
Listen. You
okay?
You can't get a toe cramp and have dead foot.
Oh, dude.
Because you can't feel it.
No, they're two different things. Two different things.
Oh, so.
Two different things.
I would suggest you go get that foot checked. Because if you didn't have a cramp and dead foot, that foot ain't right. Oof.
Anyway, we'll take a quick break.
Toe cramps are the worst.
Did I do the truck thing?
No, you did not.
Those were our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Heat getting ready for the play-in tonight. We'll get into that. Chris Greer, he addressed the draft and other stuff. Plenty to get to here on a Wednesday. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, everybody.
Revenge.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. People are saying,
how we feeling tonight?
Feeling confident. I'm feeling real confident. Actually, I'm feeling probably overly confident. I feel good. I feel
You're
really good.
You're always overly confident.
Nah, I feel really good today, though, man. You know, I'm expecting a big game from Boy Wonder tonight. I think Boy Wonder's ready to show out.
Didn't have
Boy Wonder the last time around.
Yeah.
To face the Sixers. You know. It is one of these. You know what is interesting? You know, I watched these shows today, you know, yesterday. Like I'm watching the Sixers, and they sit there like, oh, poor Sixers didn't have Joel Embiid all these days. Oh, did you mention, you know, most starting lineups in Heat history? Do you mention that Tyler Hero is out all those games? Do you mention that Jimmy Butler is out all those games? Do you mention that? Nah, never gets a peep for the Heat, you know?
Well, can I just say why?
Because they don't know and they're lazy?
No.
That's what Kendrick Perkins said about Shaq and Charles Barkley, by the way.
I would say this.
Wow.
Because Joel Embiid was an MVP.
Okay.
And so...
You're acting like they're not important players.
No. I'm just saying...
That's what it makes it sound like. Oh, it's just like, oh, tough. You know?
No. Look. I don't care.
Because guess what? Because Charles Barkley mentioned Julius Randle a ton. He goes, oh, they don't have Julius Randle.
No.
Oh, he did. He did, though.
Julius Randle is not Joel Embiid. Right?
I understand, but my point is, if your point is, hey, well, they're mentioning him because he's an MVP. Nah, they mentioned Julius Randle when talking about the Knicks not having Julius Randle. So apparently the Heat are the only ones. They mentioned Terry Rozier not being there. And by the way, I don't even want you guys to mention that. I'm just saying it's funny. It's just funny. It's noticeable. But that's what happens when your best player's sayings get stolen for an NBA playoff campaign.
All that being said,
yep,
it doesn't matter what Joel Embiid does. Joel Embiid could get his 30. It matters what Tyrese Maxey does.
I mean, it matters what they both do. It sounds silly. Like, they both...
Because I'm telling you, listen, I am telling you, if you let Tyrese Maxey set the tone for how the game is going to be played, you don't have a chance.
Okay. Well, I mean,
he is more important.
He had a really good game the last time they played, and the Heat blew it at the end. It wasn't because of him starting off. He started off amazing the last game, and the Heat blew a lead.
Okay.
So, like, I understand. I understand.
Never mind.
No, I'm just saying, like, what you said happened.
Never mind. You're right. Samesies.
No, it's not samesies.
Okay.
Lashing out.
So, you're telling me the Heat missing Tyler Hero is the equivalent to the Sixers missing Joel Embiid?
I didn't say it was equivalent, but I think it's definitely, you don't think it's an important thing that the Heat don't have one of their top three scorers?
The Heat can win without Tyler Hero.
How much?
They've done it.
Oh, I thought last year didn't matter.
They had to do it.
I thought last year didn't matter.
Okay. The Sixers have proven they have no chance of winning consistently without a Joel Embiid.
Yeah, they haven't won a lot consistently with him either.
What are you talking about?
What have they done
with
him?
Before he got hurt, they were 31-8.
Cool. Congratulations. Hey.
Congratulations.
What do they want a banner for the first half of the season?
What are you talking about? Okay. All right. Okay. Never mind. What I'm saying makes no sense.
I'm not trying to say that Joel Embiid is not a better player than Tyler Hero. I'm not saying that. You're the one who wants to, you want to like quibble it down to that, which it's not.
No, I'm not quibbling down to that, but I'm saying the Heat have a better chance of winning without Tyler Hero. And have had a better chance of winning without Tyler Hero than...
Okay, but it's not nothing.
The 76ers
but it's not nothing.
Have had winning without Joel Embiid.
Okay, great. You know what? I'll agree with that. That's the most obvious argument ever, but it's not nothing. It's not an argument to ignore. Okay. Like, to say Tyler Hero is like a non-factor for the Miami Heat, not having Terry Rozier tonight.
I never said that.
Well, you understand why it comes across that way.
No, because my whole point was... is them having Joel Embiid back, and having Tyler Hero back is two different animals.
Which, by the way, it's also funny that your parallel argument is, by the way, it doesn't matter what he does. It only matters what Maxey does.
Yes.
Okay.
Because have you ever heard the phrase, the star is going to be the star, it's the other guy. Okay, Joel Embiid can get his 30 and get his double-double and make his threes or whatever. But if Tyrese Maxey has 30, it's going to be a problem. Does that make any sense to you or no?
I think both 30s are pretty bad. I think like
but your star is going to be your star. Joel Embiid is going to get his. If you let somebody else do it too, that's where the problem is. And Tyrese Maxey sets the tone. He sets the tempo. He does all those things. So you got to shut him down and let Joel Embiid slow walk it and play that slow old man's game. You have a chance.
Okay. Gotcha.
You don't see that at all.
I don't really understand what your point is on all of this, to be honest with you.
No point.
Well, that was good then.
I've gotten it down to Joel Embiid is more important than Tyler Hero, but he's not as important to stop because you got to stop Tyrese Maxey.
More important than Tyler Hero, not important as Tyrese
Maxey. No, dude, I'm not the first person to say this, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not the first person that talks about a basketball team and say, the star is going to be the star. You need to stop the other guy. And that other guy is Tyrese Maxey. If he gets off two with Joel Embiid, it's going
to
be a problem.
I would agree with that. If you allow two best players to get off, that's probably a problem.
Tyrese Maxey down, Joel Embiid is still going to get his.
Okay. I mean, maybe.
Just dismiss it. No problem.
No, I'm not dismissing it. It just seems like a ridiculous argument.
Is this still about Tyler Hero, though? Are we still talking about
Tyler Hero? No, because he doesn't matter. When he's out there today, just ignore him because he's not a player. He's not a factor.
That's fair.
The Miami Heat are not allowed to have important pieces because they're not important pieces. They're all the same. Only the Philadelphia 76ers
they're not important as
allowed to miss pieces that are of consequence.
If you would grow up for a minute, what I have said is a fact.
I would agree, Leroy. You said Joel Embiid is better than Tyler Hero.
No.
Congrats.
Let me finish. What I said was the Heat can still win consistently without Tyler Hero. They've done it throughout the course of the year, last year, whatever.
Not this year.
But what are you talking about?
Not this year. They didn't do consistent winning without him.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Are you going to go to the thing where last year matters? Because I thought it didn't.
Go ahead. Are we done? I won't make another point about this game. We'll just be Wild Heat Coyote.
I'm not being Wild Heat Coyote. I honestly haven't made one point about the Heat at all. We're talking about the Sixers. We haven't even talked about the Heat. But I do think it is. I do think it is silly that nobody seems to mention that the Miami Heat aren't like it's never a thing that the Miami Heat when they lose an important player, it's never a thing.
Here's why. Let me ask you a question. Whether Tyler Hero plays or doesn't play, right throughout the course of this season, they've still been the same level of inconsistent, right? They haven't been more consistent when Tyler Hero plays or less consistent.
He missed half the season.
The overall season.
He missed half the season. Like, what can you judge on that? He missed half the season.
Okay.
Want to hear his record with and without?
Sure.
With the Miami Heat had a 23-17 record without Tyler Hero this season. 23-17. With him, 23-19.
So same.
Samesies.
The same team.
Samesies.
All right. Now, do Joel Embiid.
Cool.
He's not doing anything. He's just typing. He's not.
Didn't that sound fast though?
That sounded like fake typing.
That sounded really good though.
That sounded like fake typing.
He played 39 games in total. So I mean, didn't really do anything. But he was 31-8 with the 76ers.
Cool.
Whatever though. Inflated numbers. Remember that play-in tournament in the beginning?
I didn't disagree with his point that Joel Embiid is a better player than Tyler Hero. That's where he's Peter Pan and wants to be a child.
No, I didn't disagree with that. No.
But to say that Tyler Hero is inconsequential to the Heat is silly.
That's not the point I was making. That was not the point I was making.
Well, what is the point you're making?
Okay. The point is you came in here saying that, Tyler Hero's back. We got everybody back.
We don't have Terry Rozier back.
Okay, but they're the same team.
But it would never be mentioned. That's the thing. Like, if the Heat didn't have their starting point guard, do you think it would be mentioned?
That's what you're worried about, whether it's mentioned? I'm trying to figure out how to win the game.
I'm just saying it's never mentioned.
It's never looked upon as anything. It's not at 7 o'clock, the ball's going to get tipped off and nobody's going to give a rat's ass who's playing. All right. Why are you so worried about them talking about who's playing and who's not and who's getting the importance or not? At 7 o'clock, the game's up. How are he going to win?
With Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Let's just do a new segment, okay. Next segment.
But, and I said, you're basing that on what?
Tyler Hero's been really good since he's been back.
But they've been the same team with or without him.
Overall this season, they've been the same team, basically the same team. But they haven't had a lot. Like, Leroy, right. When you say that, like, they've had half the season, they've had a different starting lineup to go out there. You cannot judge a team's consistency. If you can say, okay, hey, they haven't had their MVP candidate. Great. I've given them that. Good for them. But the Miami Heat have also had a lot of injuries and have had different people out the entire time. Now, if it was Jimmy Butler the entire time, yeah, it would be looked upon differently than if it's Jimmy Butler for 15 games, Tyler Hero for 40 games, Duncan Robinson for 20 games. Miami Heat only had two players who played 70 games this year.
Was it Dunks and
No, it was Jaime and Bam. That was
Jaime and Bam. Okay. Dunks just missed out, right? He was close.
He was on his way, but then this damn back happened, and you know, I gave him, you know, offered a massage, didn't work.
Right.
I can't believe he didn't take that up. You guys have been lashing out this segment. I want you to know that.
I didn't try to.
No, it's definitely Leroy's fault.
What?
Agreed.
Oh,
Dade South says, how does Tobin fit on those headphones with rabbit ears on?
Wow. Easily.
They're quite big. And they adjust.
Long cord, too.
So,
long cord.
If the Sixers win, you already have built-in excuses. That's good.
No, I don't have built-in excuses. I know how important it is tonight.
You do.
It sucks, though. You can't, like, but this is the thing, though, Leroy. Like, you're going to say it's an excuse, but that's kind of my, getting back to my point, is, like, you're supposed to look upon as a Heat fan, like, not having Terry Rozier is nothing, and it's not.
No, I'm not.
I'm not saying you, but, like, that's kind of what the narrative is. It's like, oh, you don't have Terry Rozier? Tough. I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, well, and I hope tonight that Tyler Hero can pick up where Terry Rozier was, because before Terry Rozier got hurt, man, dude was balling out. Hitting threes like crazy, was super important in the clutch. And this is a big one for Tyler Hero because he gets this chance to kind of debunk all of what is the narrative around him.
Here's what he can do. And in a game of this importance, right, if he goes out and balls out, right, and just goes crazy, I think – the whole thought process behind him will change. But we're still waiting for him and, you know, when the Heat have a very important game to be available.
100%.
And then to play like he's capable of playing.
Because if he throws up a stinker tonight,
right,
the fans are going to be out for him.
You know what they say? What does our guy Vlad say?
Streets need a body.
Streets going to need a body.
Streets going to need a body.
Yep.
And especially, as Schmeathen says, whatever happens tonight, it cannot end with a Kyle Lowry game winner.
I'd rather get blown out than a Kyle Lowry game winner.
Really?
Rather get blown out.
You would rather get blown out. You would want tonight to be non-competitive.
I'll lose by 86 before I get a Kyle Lowry game winner.
Oh, my God.
Really? Does Leroy really know the Heat? No, I don't.
This guy says, Handsome Davy says, in the words of Cheater Belichick, do your job. Did you guys see this Belichick story that came out today?
No. I did not. What happened? Can we take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break. But apparently,
the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll take the blame on that. Sabotage this segment, but apparently not as much as Robert Kraft is sabotaging Bill Belichick's career.
Oh, really?
Take a break. Back up to this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome
Welcome back.
Demon.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
You know these bums are counting ads now.
What do you mean these bums?
Waddle, baby, waddle. Nine ads is wild.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? Because on their, there's a chance that while they're watching on YouTube or Twitch that they do have like a series of ads.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I saw nine ads before a video I wanted to watch, I'd be like, wow.
I'll tell you what, man. You know what's getting crazy? I have like an Amazon Fire Stick. And I told you guys, like I'm a sleep sounds guy. I like having the ambient noise. And now
they do commercials for your ambient sound?
Five commercials, but not even just like one. It used to just be like the same, like Williams. So it used to be Leroy.
Wait, you first you're in Augusta?
Yeah. But no.
And then you get a slap chow?
No, it won't do it. It won't break in between. It's not like that. But it used to just be like the same ad for like William Shatner in space. It was 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, let me sit through this. Now it's like four ads up to 2 minutes before I get to my damn fireplace on the beach.
It's like H&R Block.
Oh, it's like, oh my God, I just want to get to sleep.
It's so great.
Waddle B-Waddle says, just download on the Alexa app on your phone. Tell it to play white noise. I suppose I could do that.
We don't have Alexa. Sure.
Yeah, I don't have one.
I don't have, I think you could do it if you have it on your phone. Siri? You can just do that. Siri too, yeah. We'll get back into the Heat and got to get some Dolphins as well. Chris Greer spoke to the media for like a half hour yesterday on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he did say a lot of stuff. He said some stuff.
Did you feel better about the situation? I heard Omar and Perk getting into it.
Oh, yeah.
What were they getting into it about?
Because Omar thinks they should draft a quarterback.
In the first round?
I might be getting this wrong. And Perk, well, no. One of them, it might have been Perk, who says that you could get a quarterback.
Dude,
or,
I got to be honest with you. Like, yeah. I've heard some of Omar, like, oh, you got to bring in competition. All right. I'm not against them bringing in competition. But my thing is.
Not with the first.
Pick. How the hell, with this roster, which Omar has documented, you know, their needs and the capocalypse or whatever he calls it.
Capocalypse.
He's done all that. You really think the Dolphins, when they already have, they're going to pay Tua. They're going to pay him.
Yes.
You think they can really afford to just use this pick on a quarterback? Like, I don't understand that from people. And basically, Chris Greer basically said as much yesterday because he was like, we'll look into everything and we have, but like, nobody is looking at 21 and being like, this guy's going to be a for sure thing franchise quarterback.
Plus, here's the other thing you also need to understand, right? That if you were to take a quarterback, even if you were thinking about it, right, he would have been a second or third round talent because all of the quarterbacks have gotten pushed up so much that what you end up with wouldn't be a first round quarterback.
Yeah, if the Dolphins see a diamond in the rough, okay, I'm not against it, but like not with the first couple picks, no friggin' way.
And the other thing is that...
And you want to talk about... And, like, by the way, you want to talk about everything you've built into Tua's confidence, the type of, you know, the type of work they've done on his development, and then you're gonna put that guy through that again. You've already... Because, like, you can say, oh, poor Tua, that's being a pro... Dude, he's already been through that.
Yeah,
he's already been through that.
Here, I would say you as a player have to get to a point where that crap doesn't bother you anyway. Like, I think I got a contract extension, and they drafted Tommy Vardell.
Mm.
Like, and so I spent the first half of the year trying, you know, with them trying to force feed him, right? He gets hurt, I go to the Pro Bowl. Like, but if I had worried about who they brought in, right? You can't that's football. No, so I'm not worried about that. But I mean, you have more pressing needs.
I'm not overlooking. I know how great a football player you were, but you know this guy's got a national polarization and everything he does is a debate on a different level. That if the Dolphins were to do that, the attention would read into it, that attention's not going away after a training camp press conference to the best man wins.
If they bring any quarterback in, you're going to have that. But here's the deal. Like, to say you need to have competition, you only need to have competition at the quarterback position if you're not sure who your quarterback is.
If you don't think your quarterback has drive, like, okay, right? I get that. So,
and we see it. We've seen guys coming. Like, think about this. Why in the hell would Philly bring in, who they bring in? Mac Jones, right? No, wait.
No, they brought in. Who did Philadelphia bring in? No, because Mac Jones went to Jacksonville.
So like let's just use that.
Like he's going to push that.
Right. But that's my point. That's my point. So if the Dolphins have brought in somebody like Mac Jones, right? What are you saying? You ain't saying nothing. Because why on earth would anybody in Jacksonville think that Mac Jones is going to push Trevor Lawrence?
Guys are saying.
Why would anybody think that?
Philly brought in Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett. There you go. So there. Like, okay. Like, oh, okay. Kenny Pickett is now in Philly. You think, oh, in Philly, they're thinking, oh, now he's going to push our quarterback? No.
Yeah, I don't know. My thing with this team is they need to hit on these picks because these guys need to provide something from a production standpoint. You know, last year their second round pick gave him nothing. Whether you want to blame coaching for it or whatever, it is what it is. He gave you nothing. And that's
right.
And that sucks. Like you need to hit on those things. And then so for them
at that point, you're not gonna be graded for what your guy can do 4 or 5 years from now.
Right.
If you draft him high enough, he needs to be able to participate on Sunday on a regular basis and be some type of person that you look to and say he is a part of this.
Yeah, so he didn't say anything that really stood out. Do you have any of it in yet, Marcos? Do you have any Chris Greer? And if it's okay if you don't.
But I can get whatever you like in 30 seconds.
If you can just get me him on the grades of their players at 21, because he was talking about the one thing interesting is he said they don't have 21 players graded with a first-round pick. But that doesn't mean that they can't get their guy because he could say they don't have the quarterbacks graded.
Well, one of the reasons why he's saying that, and this is what I heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the guys they were thinking about getting, right? And of the guys that they graded out, right? Some of those guys, he's basically saying some of those guys getting picked up in the first 21 picks aren't graded as top 20 players in their minds.
Right.
So what that means that they can probably get somebody. And here's what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now because it happens every draft. Okay? They're going to get somebody that maybe they graded as a top 10 or 15 pick, and they're going to pick him up, and everybody's going to say, why? And they say, because we got a top 10, top 15 pick at 20. That's why. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that because with the quarterbacks, and like they say, all the offensive players – going as high as they are, then that means that you might have an opportunity for a really good defensive player, right? Or a nice offensive lineman, or a position that people may not think that you need, but the talent graded out so high that you felt like you had to take it.
Here's Chris Greer on the grades.
How many players would you feel comfortable taking at 21 that are on your board right now?
I think we feel there'll be, we definitely feel there will be one or two players that we really like there is where we are right now. We feel that we can get an impact player there that will help our team and roster, and we'd be very excited to add. So we've gone through it a few times. We'll keep going through it here, you know, but we feel good about who would be there at 21 if we were to pick there.
So it's fair to say you have at least 21 first round grades. Is that
you know, because you're asking that question because you know all that story when guys ask how many first, but no, as of right now, we do not have 21 first round grades. But we feel that, again, when teams are building for their roster, teams are looking at different things. So you talk to every team and they're usually in that 15 to 20 range on players, but it varies from team to team what everyone's looking for.
Who do you think gets to protect the board? Does he have like a fingerprint scan on his room, on the war room? Because I would love for that to leak. Because here's the thing. No matter who does get picked at 21, bet your ass they're going to say, oh, he was on our board. That guy was number one on our board.
You know the routine. You know the routine. Right? All the coaches say the same thing. Nobody ever says, nah, we were lukewarm on him and he was veiled. No, they don't say, we got our guy. Everybody's doing that fake tweener, cheer in the war room. Everybody's doing that fake celebration in the war room. Right? Come on. We know. But here's the interesting, part of about that is that you don't need to grade out 21 guys because you know that five or six quarterbacks are going to be taken before you.
Yes.
So that makes it 15 guys. You know three wide receivers are probably going to be picked before they get to you.
I'll tell you right? what. If I was a GM.
So now that's nine. That's 12 guys. So you only need 12 first-round grades of the people that you're considering, the positions that you are considering.
If I was a GM and I wasn't taking a QB, I'd be leaking like crazy to the media. Be like, I hear they like this guy too. He's moving up the boards.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniels, this is his first round pick, and Chris Greer says he won't stop bothering him.
No, he's been out of his mind because now he's recommending everybody to me. So, but it's been fun. He's been, I've been watching a lot of players talking, great communication. So it's been fun. I think he's very excited to have a good player, as we all are.
That's what I should do for the draft, huh?
What?
Dave Sopp say Leroy got a snacks big board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can we do a snack draft?
Oh, whatever you want, dude. But I love that. Mike McDaniel's like, Chris. Yeah, Mike. I got somebody. Does he run a 4.2? How'd you know, dude?
Could you imagine?
He goes, is it the fast guy from Texas?
Oh, hey, I got. Do we have a whiteboard there?
Yeah, we do somewhere.
Okay. We gotta figure it out. Because right. I have a candy guy.
Hmm?
A candy guy. I know a guy who owns a candy store.
You know a guy who owns a candy store, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
All right, I'm listening.
Yeah. And he said he could come in and we could do a snack draft, a candy draft.
Love that.
Wow.
Wow. All right, take a quick break. Our Tua is next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.